think Steve Bruce, Newcastle winning 2-1 at Brighton is the least of your interest this evening, isn't it?
I'm not interested one jot, Nud. Not for all the family in Newcastle, no, but I'm not really bothered.
You looked a relieved man when you fetched up a moment ago.
Well, look, it wasn't pretty, and you have to say well done to everybody who've braved the conditions for a start. It's been a horrible, horrible night, and to go with a horrible first half. But that's what the Championship is. It's a fight. It's ugly at times, and at least there was a little bit of honesty. And the second half, we just needed to calm down a little bit and take care of the ball, and remember that you've got to play football. And we competed in the first half, but didn't play any real football. And second half was much better.
This bloke Codger must drive you crackers, judging by your demeanour on the touchline. Misses a penalty, then gets a good goal with a header. Half the time, you're berating him for doing what you should be doing.
Well, look, when I've walked through the door, I think that's a 20-odd games I've been in charge. I think he scored 12 of them. He's got an unbelievable goal-scoring record here, like he did last year. Yes, at times he's off the cuff. And there's times when he frustrates everybody concerned. But he scores a goal. And thankfully, he's been and got into double figures. And it's not easy when you miss a penalty. And he didn't find it easy today playing against his mates. And them two big centre-halves wanted to kick lumps out of him. So I think he's still learning that trait. But, you know, his goals are what has kept us where we are.
You're a work in progress here, though, aren't you?
There's still a lot of work to be done, Pat. You know, but listen, that's why I'm reason I'm here, and I keep telling myself that it's difficult. It's going to be a really difficult job, but we're on the right tracks, I think. You know, it's not easy for the supporters either. They're not used to seeing the Championship. You know, they're used to seeing big players perform here in the big league, and it's tough for them too. But for all of them who've braved the conditions to see, you have to say, well done.
I enjoyed the whole ten saying to the former Birmingham City manager, Brucey, give us a wave. Who would never have thought that?
Well, do you know, at least they can go home and say, well, do you know what it is? They're trying. At least they're showing a little bit of resilience, whereas maybe 2-3 months ago, we get rolled over in a game like that, because that's what the Championship is. I've been in it long enough, you have to roll your sleeves up and produce a fight at times, and it's never, ever, as far as I've been concerned, any different. You know, no real great football teams get out the division. You have to have a capacity to compete and have something up the top end of the pitch.
Steve, you mentioned it wasn't the prettiest game. However, it felt a lot easier than the Derby County game for you. By that, less stressful, I mean.
Less stressful? I'm not too sure about that, because I'm not too sure about that. I think it's always going to be stressful, because that's where we are, you know, it's not easy at the moment, but for everybody concerned, they must have been thinking to themselves, I wonder why I'm here today instead of sitting at home watching Coronation Street, because there might be more entertainment in Coronation Street. But for the weather and the conditions, you have to applaud them, and they're stuck with their team, and the end seen a decent victory.
And you've been forced into change in recent weeks. What happened to Gardner in the early
stages? He twisted his ankle after 30 seconds. And then young Greeny, who I thought was terrific, young Greeny's done terrific for us. It looks as if he's nicked a hamstring. So at the moment, we're down to the bare bones. You know, we've got really no alternative up the top. We've dropped in midfield players, but hey, we'll have 11 to go again on Saturday at Rotherham, and then another game Tuesday, and then they come thick and fast. But thankfully, it's been a good couple of days, and we needed it.
Just a word on Andre Green, because even in some of the less pleasing games like Wolves, you mentioned he was a brighter spark. But tonight, again, back-to-back starts for him, for a young kid, and that goal he nearly scored would have been a worldie.
He's hit the bar, he's hit the post, and he's had two wonderful chances in the other games. But what's refreshing about him, of course, is he's got that natural pace, of course, which always troubles defenders, and he's got a real good chance. If he keeps his feet on the ground, then fair play to him. He's grasped the situation, and looks a very decent young player at the moment.